Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Something is happening without me, and I'm not there, and I'm not a part of it, and it's happening anyway. I feel like in moments like that, we have a glimpse of what it's like when we're gone, dead, and life goes on without us.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
So last week, my daughter, Landon, had a bridal shower. And it was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where my ex has family. And they had a wonderful time. And I did not go to that. I went to the one that was here. And people were telling me about the pictures. And I saw a couple of the pictures. And she had a great time. And her mom had a good time. And her sister loved it. And I guess there were around 20, 25 people, something like that. And it's a strange thing to have a celebration like that for someone you love so much go on. And I could have gone.
And not be there.
Yeah. It's just strange that you knew all of these people, right?
Yeah.
The brother-in-laws, the sister-in-laws, the mother-in-law, her friends who live there. And they're all very nice people. And you were all a part, and they were all a part to a certain degree with your life. And now they are not. And they're having a celebration with your own daughter. And
you're not there.
And you're not there. And it's not just something like a baby shower, but there are lives going on that you're not a part of all over the place. You know, you think back in the people that you were serious about, or at least they were in your life for a fair amount of time. And then things for one reason or another didn't work out, and off they go. And you are never again a part of that whole scene. It's like such a compartmentalization when you think about it. It's like your life has these factions that change as you age.
That's the genius of the Gautier song, Somebody I Used to Know, because this is your family, and then it isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a very peculiar sensation. I felt that for the first time really acutely when Olivia and Karamia were young, and they went with their father to his family's place in Minnesota. Mark's family up there, they have a summer cabin, and like up in Paul Bunyan territory. And Mark took the girls and went up and spent a week at their summer cabin. And that was like this whole adventure. And I like these people very much.
I know you do.
Right? But that was a whole adventure that my daughters were having with people that I like very much in an absolutely, like a paradise spot in the Minnesota woods.
And you're not there.
I was not there.
How'd that feel?
None of those memories. It was hard. I cried. I mean, I cried. I cried because of that weird feeling that you're trying to describe of something is happening without me and I'm not there and I'm not a part of it and it's happening anyway. And I feel like, okay, this is going to be a lot to take on, but I feel like in moments like that, we have a glimpse of what it's like when we're gone, dead, and life goes on without us.
Yeah, I think so.
Does that make sense?
It does. I wish you hadn't have said it, but it does make sense.
I know. I'm so spooky. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm sorry. But
you know what I feel? I feel like, although I had, well, I can't say I had nothing to do with it, but it makes me feel like a failure to a certain degree because I no longer belong to this clan. Now, I'm very, very happy where I am right now. I'm the happiest I've been.
And yet you can still have that feeling.
Yeah. And yet because
those
you put
two
so
things
much
can
into
exist.
It. You put
yeah.
so much into it and you know, these people are nice people and you don't see them very much anymore, if at all.
That's the thing. Like, you can be absolutely blissful, would not change one thing in my life, and still feel that pang
yeah.
of no longer being a part of something that was a big part of your life. And it's magnified by the fact that it is still your children's life.
That's right.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
I wonder if, you know, most of us, not all of us, but most of us have a series of relationships, you know, until we finally end up with the person we're supposed to be with. And some of them are short-lived, maybe a few months, maybe a couple of years. Others are, you know, a bit longer. And I wonder if the shorter-lived ones, if the people you are involved with have those same sort of emotions, and how often do they have them? Do they think about, you know, I was with him or her 10 years ago, or they see something on TV on the Travel Channel. Oh, it's San Francisco. I remember I went with him there. Yeah, I remember that trip. And we ate at this restaurant that Rachel Ray suggested, and pause for a moment and say, and his life is going on without me. And that there is there a melancholy, or is there a feeling of, well, you know, some things are just not forever. And is it, I guess, bottom line, is it strange to people in general to know that life, it's a separate, these separate tracks are running?
If you're a person who thinks and feels stuff deeply, because what you're describing is a universal truth and experience. Not everybody thinks about it. Some people just skate along the surface.
Yeah.
And that works for them.
Are they the luckiest, really, that they don't reflect that much on, I wonder if this person is okay,
I think
is
they're
doing
less
well, do they miss me, do they regret ever having gotten involved with the likes of me?
I think they may be less prone to anxiety and depression.
I think so, too.
Because overthinking is the, yeah. you know, it's the bridesmaid of anxiety and depression. Yeah. But I wouldn't trade as an overthinker. An overfeeler. I wouldn't trade places because I feel like you, this life, you need to squeeze all the juice out of it like a lemon, you know, just kind of really squeeze it all. And in order to do that, you've got to be willing to get banged up and bruised and hurt.
Why was I?
Which means you've got to be willing to feel and think.
Mm-hmm. Why was I an overthinker when it comes to things like this, but not algebra?
That is a mystery.
That is a total mystery.
That is a mystery. Well, you were so busy overthinking this stuff that there was nothing left in the tank. It's
that
not
was,
your fault.
That was the one excuse I never brought to class.
See, if we'd have been friends when you were a kid, I could have helped you
a lot.
That
would have been great.
Now, let's talk about this. So I think there are people that go, wow, you know, her life went on without me. His life went on without me. And I think it's possible to be blissfully happy where you are and still have that pang.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't you? What do you think, Max?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be less than human, right?
Sure. I mean, that'd be
or
natural.
Less than
yeah.
honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't feel that about every person in your life, right?
No.
You don't feel that about every relationship. You might only feel it for one or two people in your whole life where you know that you weren't going to go the distance.
Right.
You're happy now, and you're glad they're happy. But there's this part of you that feels that little splinter, that little thorn of knowing that they've gone on without you.
Well, the more you're involved, and by that I mean children, basically, the more you're going to reflect on that. Because a child will tie you to someone forever. There's no getting away from it unless you're a total
monster
cad, whatever you want to call that person. You have this history.
I often, so like, to be like, if we're going to be completely honest, because I often study my children, all of my children, my born children and my acquired children and my heart children. And I think all of you now, to varying degrees, because, you know, I still have Karamia as my little one, my baby at home. But all of you have lives that I'm not a part of in so many ways. Like, I don't go to work with Rachel. I don't know her work relationships,
yeah, exactly,
and all the like ins and outs of her politics at work.
Exactly.
We don't go hanging out on weekends with Maggie and Alan. Like, I know some of their friends and I know some of what they do, but they have whole lives that we are not a part of.
Well, Madison is out on a fishing boat last weekend with her boyfriend and her boyfriend's family. How did that happen? You know? I was just picking her up at school, like it seems like yesterday, and now she's out on a fishing expedition.
And it's a whole life that you have.
Right.
You have like the blurb or the cliff notes on, but you don't really know anything about it.
Right.
And now, as a parent myself, now that I'm a parent and I've had this experience with my children, I look back on like my mom, for example, who vanished from my life when I was 12. Did she ever wonder?
That's like, a good question.
Who are my children today and what are their lives like? And
or did she just say, I will drive myself mad.
I've got to close that door.
I have to totally close the
door. I think it's the latter, which, you know, I'm in awe of because I'm incapable of closing
the door. I'm not in awe of that.
Because to think, for some people to think about that, that would be too overwhelming.
I think that's the case with Sherry's mother, and she's a lovely woman. I like her very, very
much.
And
we have a very good relationship now.
Right.
I can be in awe of something like Hiroshima and use the word awe. I am in awe of the power of the hydrogen bomb. I'm in awe of the ability to close a door on something like that. I don't mean I'm in awe like, and it's awesome. I'm in awe, like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not really capable of closing very many doors. Even doors I've closed, there's a glass panel I can still peek through if I need to.
I've had to close a few doors just for
sanity?
Yeah. Yeah. Just to keep the pain out.
Yeah.
You know?
But there's guys that I probably was part of teasing in school with other guys. And I don't mean bullying. I mean teasing. And there's a part of me that still feels bad about that. And I can't, or some of them, I can remember their first name. I can't remember their last name. But I can remember every once in a while, it goes across my mind and it says, remember so-and-so? Yeah, they probably weren't treated well. Or you didn't stand up for them. But that still goes across my mind.
That's when you look back on something and realize you could have stood up for somebody and you didn't. You always feel shitty.
You know, as a young man, though, I think you can be excused because few are the young men that go through that period of their life as Galahad. I mean, boys are going to be assholes once in a while. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We're all Lord of the Flies at some moment or another in our childhood. But I get you're feeling that way. That's a sign of, you know, you're a compassionate person. You look back at your past behavior, and although in that moment, that's what you knew to do, you can look back on it and wish that you had known different.
So often I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. You have no information.
I'm really glad I don't have many of those memories of doing something truly miserable to a woman.
I think
I've acted poorly here and there, but not very often.
And not consistently. I think any misery that a woman holds you accountable for,
here we go,
was not misery that was intentionally inflicted.
I think it was just my aura, which I cannot control. Would you agree? I think the misery that these women experienced was just
not intentional.
It's like I'm the son of misery, right? The S-U-N of misery. I you know, the misery just comes. And I'm not the only one. There are many, many sons of misery. And the women, they go, how much of this can I absorb?
You know, the thing is, any woman that you have made miserable was miserable in part because God knows you are trying so hard to not make women miserable. I don't know another man in my whole entire life that has put more effort into making women happy than you have. And I mean that.
What do you think is wrong with me?
You have tried so hard to make women happy. So let me finish. Any woman that you have made miserable, some of that misery is because she signed on for something not understanding what she was getting. She had this vision of a life and didn't bother to look, to squint her eyes and look at you and love you as a human being and not as a provider of things.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't all look at me that way. I mean, I dated some really fantastic
women. Well, I don't think you've made very many women miserable.
Yeah.
Only you could argue with me about this. I have made so many women miserable.
What's with the squinting of the, they're squinting their eyes saying, oh, I missed that assholeism.
No. It's just the opposite. Here's why. Because you roll into a woman's life in a cloud of romance and chivalry and dazzling attempts to like sweep her off her feet. And that is a bright, hot light. Any woman that you made miserable should have squinted her eyes and seen the you inside that bright, hot light. And then if that wasn't what she wanted, bitch should have just stepped off and gone for what she wanted instead of going, oh, I'm not sure it's what I want, but wow, this sweeping off my feet stuff is nice. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. You're right. You're exactly right.
That, in case you're in there, in case you're digging around in that pile looking for a pony, it's all pony because you have not been well loved and appreciated for who you are.
You know what I found really interesting, and a friend of mine told me this. She introduced me to this one woman that I was dating for a while, and she was terrific. And then we broke up, and she moved away to another city to pursue a career. And I said to the woman who introduced us, I said, you know, geez, I don't think she's going to be just kind of bailing. She wants to keep a long-distance relationship going, but I know that's not going to work. And my friend said, it's just a good time to be single. And I thought to myself, you know what? This woman was younger than I was, and she probably wanted to sow her wild oats for a while, right?
Or just to be, sometimes you just want to be free.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even that I don't want you or I want someone else. It's, you know what? I just want to be free.
And she was for a long time. She married later in life.
Yeah, she stayed single for a long time.
I mean, not later in life. She still had a child, but, you know.
She stayed single for a long time.
Stayed single for a long, long time.
Have you never been in that place where you just, it's nothing personal. I just want to be free. I don't want to have to worry about someone else's needs, feelings, priorities, schedule. I just want to be free. Have you never been there?
You know, for a while. I wanted that more when I was 15 than I did, I think, when I was 30. Because I've always liked having a girlfriend, you know? I mean, I could have had just a girlfriend all my life. That would have been fine with me.
That is not how the game
But that's not
was,
how it worked.
That is not how the game of life was played
That is
you.
Not
oh,
how it worked.
No.
Right.
Oh, no, sir, buddy, no. That ended for you in your teen years. Are you kidding me?
So do you know of that many women who want to be free?
I know a couple, yeah.
Yeah, a couple is not a lot.
Well, I mean, I don't know that many people. Like, I don't intimately know all that many people, if we're being completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a couple, and they want to be free. I'm thinking of one in particular. Who had
was married already and had children already?
No, she never married. She never had children. She had opportunities and proposals. And she just wanted to be free. And to this day, has never married, never had children.
And she's happy?
Couldn't be happier.
Huh.
I know another woman who wasn't sure what she wanted.
It's a good thing that when I was single, we didn't meet this woman you're talking about. Because I could have fucked up. I could have fucked up her life
dream.
Really good.
Hi, Kathy. Oh, I'm sorry. You never want to get married or have kids? Watch this. I know another woman who wasn't sure. She wasn't sure if she ever wanted to be a mom. She wasn't sure if she ever wanted to have kids. She just didn't know. She was going to wait and see how the cards got dealt. And then she met this guy who was divorced with one child, and they fell in love and they ended up married. So she did end up getting married. He didn't want any more kids, and she didn't think she ever wanted kids, and they never wanted kids. And she is as close to free, like in that sense, possibly be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's something that's appealing about it. And there's also something that's very appealing about being a married person.
Yeah. You know? I mean, look. Hey, if it wasn't appealing, would we have done it as many times as we have?
I think that's a good point.
We didn't do it just because one more punch got us a free sub, okay? It's because it had its charms. All right, that's it for today's episode of The Oddcast. And my apologies for all of the women out there that are listening to this and going, where was Bob Lacey when my dream needed a good fucking up? He's taken, ladies.
Yep.
New episodes every Monday.
I can only give so much.
And no, he doesn't have a brother. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast and the Bob and Sherry Oddcast. We would love if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.